Hello, this is Dick Hayden from the North Carolina Reading Service. I shall be reading to you from Spare Times the news and notes of the Raleigh Outlaws of December 3, 2021, by Ginger Rush, editor. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired, and it has been edited for currency, clarity, and time constraints. So the leftovers are gone, at least we hope. Or frozen, and we're looking forward to Christmas now. We have tonight off on, that's December 3, and next week, and then we're off until New Year's. Remember, if you know you're going to be out a week, please let Sharon know by leaving her a voicemail so that she can try to find you a sub. Also, if you know you can sub in the coming week, please be sure to leave her a voicemail and let her know, preferably as soon as possible. The number for messages is the Outlaw Line, 919-755-0700, after 8 o'clock a.m. Excuse me. If you are a sub, you'll get a call on Thursday to confirm that you have a spot. Here's the schedule for the rest of 2021. For the month of December, bowling will occur on December 3 and December 10. We hope to have information on the spring CBA events next week, as we have a conference call meeting scheduled for Thursday. The lane assignments and subs for December 3, lane 1 hangmen, lane 2 gunslingers, lane 3 pit bulls, lane 4 silver bullets, lane 5 sharpshooters, lane 6 rough riders, lane 7 midnight bandits, and lane 8 triple threat. Substitutes for December 3rd, Van McLean Jr. in for Renee Benton on lane 2, Matt Bowers in for Judy Eason Farr on lane 5, Linda Lewis in for Kenny Farr on lane 5, Miriam Dixon in for John Blackwelder on lane 6, and Ed Coakley in for Jenna Meck on lane 7. The ABBA Mailographic will be bowled next week, Friday, December 10th. Subs who signed up to bowl should be sure to call in, and in your message tell Sharon that you are scheduled to be in the mailographic. Even if we don't have space for you on a team, we'll get a lane or lanes to allow you to bowl, so plan to be there. And this comes from John and Sandy DeLuca and Arts Access. Hi, friends. We're helping host an audio-described tour of the North Carolina Museum of History on December 10th. It will be both a tour of the beach music exhibit and a dance lesson. You can also just listen to the music if you don't want to dance. Please share or invite any blind or low vision folks who might enjoy this. All the details follow. Space is limited. Arts Access will also host lunch afterwards at a nearby cafe. Beach music, making waves. Audio described tour of the North Carolina Museum of History for the blind and low vision visitors. Friday, December 10, from 10:30 to 11:30 a.m. Call Betsy at 919-271-3001 or John DeLuca at 919-946-8763 if you want to attend, and we will hold a space for you. The tour is limited to 12 people, and it's free. Audio describer and dance teacher Jan Tu will lead us on an audio-described tour of the beach music exhibit at the North Carolina Museum of History. This tour will touch on the history of beach music, its stars, and the role it played in the Jim Crow South in the 50s and 60s. We'll end with an optional dance lesson on how to do the shag. If you grew up in the Carolinas and know this music, or if it is new to you, it will be an educational and fun event with history, music, and movement. Jan will adapt the dance lesson to all skill levels and access needs. So please join us for lunch after the tour, courtesy of Arts Access. Here's some more about the museum exhibit. Beach music is the defining sound of the Carolinas. Propelled by African-American rhythm and blues, boundary-crossing teens in the late 1950s and early 1960s created a culture with its own signature dance, the shag, its own beloved stars, the Embers, the Catalinas, Chairman of the Board, and the Tams, to name just a few, and its own rich memories that have endured across the decades. The North Carolina Museum of History's newest exhibit, Beach Music, Making Waves in the Carolinas, shares not only the hits and the dance moves, but also the fascinating stories behind the music. The gallery is rich in sound, alive with color, and interactive for all ages. This is written by Betsy Ludwig, Executive Director, www.artsaccessinc.org. Office number 919-833-9919. Cell phone number 919-271-3001. We want to hear from you, the North Carolina Division of Vocational Rehabilitation Services, and the State Rehabilitation Council, SRC, are hosting a virtual public forum via Zoom to gather feedback from vocational rehabilitation, those are VR, stakeholders. What this is, SRC Virtual Public Forum, it when, December 9, 2021, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., register. We recommend registering early. You can register at the following website address. Pay attention. It's kind of complex, but it is also in your email copy of this newsletter. https://nc.zoom.us/webinar/register/WN_P&D, then lowercase XEJ, uppercase Z, lowercase HB, uppercase S, the number 4, uppercase K, uppercase C, uppercase G, lowercase Q, uppercase P, uppercase O, uppercase A, uppercase S, the number 6, uppercase R, lowercase Q, and I'm going to give this to you again because I think I see a mistake here. So let's start over on that, okay? Here's your registration information. https://nc.zoom.us/webinar/register/WN, both are uppercase, underscore, uppercase P, uppercase D, lowercase X, E, J, uppercase Z, lowercase H, lowercase B, uppercase S, the number 4, uppercase K, uppercase C, uppercase G, lowercase G, uppercase P, uppercase O, uppercase A, uppercase S, the number 6, uppercase R, lowercase G, uppercase Q. And you will receive a confirmation email once you've registered. If you are a current or former client, a family member of a client, an employer or community service provider, VR professional or other stakeholder, please join us and make your voice heard. Share your success stories, concerns, questions, resources, and ideas to improve employment programs and services for people with disabilities. Send your questions or advance comments to dvr.m.srcchair@dhhs.nc.gov. The Guilford County Industries for the Blind Lions Club is having a fundraiser bowling tournament on Saturday, February 26. It will be held at Triad Lanes, 21 Oak Branch Drive in Greensboro. The entry fee is $40 per person, and if you want a t-shirt, they cost $20 each. Registration starts at 9 o'clock and bowling starts at 10 o'clock, and I presume that's a.m. because it doesn't say p.m. Payment information, make your check or money orders out to the Guilford County IOB Lions Club. You can Cash App to $GilfordLyons. If you prefer to mail the entry, the mailing address is Guilford County, IOB, Lions Club, 2941 Battleground Avenue, Unit 39822, Greensboro, North Carolina, 27438. As this is not a normally scheduled tournament, we won't have league transportation available. But those who want to participate could consider, perhaps, taking the train to Greensboro. Candy and nuts. ABBA has an online candy store for ordering the very same Terry Lynn nuts and candy that we have enjoyed for years. You can get these from the Raleigh Lioness Club. Go to americanblindbowling.terrylynn.com and place your order. ABBA makes money, and your order comes straight to your door. Remember that holiday baking and snacking is coming, and these are the quality nuts and candy that you can be glad to share. Shirts are available, and please see the end of the notes, that is, the end of your email copy of the notes, for a shirt order form. Prices have gone up a bit, and we're not offering as many selections this year. If there's something you really feel the need for, just let me know, and I will see if I can get the pricing for that item. I only have a couple of items ordered so far, so we'll extend the deadline until next Friday, December 10, with hopes to have them back by the time we return to bowling in January. Pay when you place your order, and see Ginger to make your order. Excuse me. Let's see the last article we have here before we get on to the tasty things. Holiday Magic Under the Stars. A holiday charity event to benefit the students of the Governor Moorhead School for the Blind, Lineberry Hall. Saturday, December 4, at Lineberry Hall, 301 Ash Avenue, Raleigh, North Carolina. The doors open at 6 p.m. and there's a silent auction and raffle that will begin. The showtime runs from 7 until 9 p.m. So you're invited to join in for a magical evening of entertainment with Taylor Michaels, our master of ceremonies and magician with performances in Vegas and now on the East Coast. Enjoy a magic show and singers and dancers and live entertainment by Johnny White featuring Cheryl and Allegra performing Motown Signs. This will be a show that you do not want to miss. Tickets are available. A $20 donation is requested. Mask is required. And if you want to purchase your tickets online, you can do that by going to https://holidaymagicunderstars.eventbrite.com. Pre-ordered $50 VIP tickets also gets you access to the reception before the show and VIP seating. General admission tickets are $20. And a limited number of general admission tickets will be available at the door, also for $20 each. And now we turn to the recipes that will wool you over, coming from the Chuckwagon Gang. And these are make to eat or make to give as Christmas gifts. We have three items here. Reindeer chow is one. Then chocolate cherry cookies mix in a jar. It's the second one. And then we have chocolate cherry cookies. We have sandcastle brownie mix in a jar. Sandcastle brownies. Yes, that's fair, that one. And then Christmas fruitcake cookies mix in a jar. Well, that sounds interesting. Let us get started. Reindeer chow. Ingredients, 2 cups of white chocolate chips. 3 tablespoons of coconut oil, 3 cups of Rice Chex mix, 1 cup of mini marshmallows, 1 cup of thin pretzels, 3/4 cup of M&Ms divided, 1/2 cup of salted nuts, 1/2 cup of dried cranberries or raisins, and 2 tablespoons of golden sprinkles. Here are the steps to make it. Gather your ingredients together. Prepare a baking sheet by lining it with aluminum foil and set it aside. Place the white chocolate chips and coconut oil, if using, in a large microwave-safe bowl. And microwave them until they're melted, stirring after every 45 seconds to prevent the white chocolate from overheating. Add the Chex, marshmallows, pretzels, 1/2 cup of the M&Ms, nuts, and the raisins to the white chocolate, and then stir everything until it is completely coated with a thin layer of white chocolate. Scrape the candy out onto the prepared baking sheet and smooth it into a thin layer. Sprinkle the remaining 1/4 cup of M&Ms on top and press down gently to adhere them to the surface. Adding some candies on the top keeps them from being coated in white chocolate and gives your reindeer chow a pop of bright color. If you're using edible glitter or sprinkles, just dust that all over the top of the candy. Refrigerate the reindeer chow for at least 20 minutes in order to set the white chocolate. And once it's set, break it into small pieces and serve it. That is, if you can keep yourself from eating it all. Next up, chocolate cherry cookies mix in a jar. The ingredients: 3/4 cup of granulated sugar, 1/3 cup of baking soda, 1/2 cup of firmly packed down brown sugar, 1 1/2 cups of dried cherries, 1 cup of semi-sweet or milk chocolate chips, 1 3/4 cups of all-purpose flour, 1 teaspoon of baking powder, and 1/2 teaspoon of baking soda. Here's what you'll do with those things. You're going to whisk together the flour, the baking powder, and the baking soda. In a wide-mouth quart jar, layer ingredients in the order listed, and then press after each layer before adding the next ingredient. And prepare the label instructions and attach the following recipe. Chocolate cherry cookies. Preheat oven to 375 degrees. Empty jar of cookie mix into a large mixing bowl. Thoroughly blend the mix ingredients. Add 3/4 cup of butter or margarine, softened. 1 large egg, slightly beaten. And 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Mix until completely blended. It'll be a very stiff mix and may require hand mixing. Grease or line baking sheets with parchment paper. Shape the dough into balls the size of walnuts. Place 2 inches apart on the baking sheets and bake for 12 to 15 minutes. Cool for 5 minutes on a baking sheet. Remove to racks to finish the cooling, and the yield on this is 3 dozen chocolate cherry cookies. Our next thing is sandcastle brownie mix in a jar. Your ingredients for this are 1/3 cup of chopped nuts, 1/2 cup of semi-sweet chocolate chips, 1/3 cup of flaked coconut, 2/3 cup packed brown sugar, 3/4 cup of granulated sugar, 1/3 cup of baking cocoa, and 1 1/2 cups of all-purpose flour. And here are your directions. In a 1-quart glass container, layer the ingredients in the order listed, packing well between each layer. Cover and store in a cool, dry place for up to 6 months. The yield is 1 batch, 4 1/4 cups total. Attach the following gift tag to the jar if you're giving it as a gift. Sandcastle brownies. Ingredients: 2 eggs, 2/3 cup of vegetable oil, 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. Then in a bowl, combine the eggs, oil, vanilla extract, and contents of the jar. Mix well. Spread into a greased 8-inch square baking pan. Bake at 350 degrees for 30 minutes or until a wooden pick inserted in near the center comes out clean. Cool on a wire rack. And the yield for this is about 2 dozen of those brownies, and they sound delicious. Now, I've never been a big fan of Christmas fruitcake, but you never know. So let's try Christmas fruitcake cookie mix in a jar. Layer the following in a 1-quart jar. 1 1/4 cups of whole wheat flour. 1/2 teaspoon of baking powder. 1 teaspoon of ground cinnamon. 1/4 teaspoon of ground cloves. 1/4 teaspoon of ground allspice. 1/2 cup of brown sugar. 1/2 cup of chopped walnuts, 1/2 cup of raisins, 1/2 cup snipped dried apricots, and 1/2 cup of chopped dates. Then attach the following instructions on a gift tag. Christmas fruitcake cookies. Mix together 1/2 cup vegetable oil, 1 egg, and 1/4 cup milk. Blend in the contents of the jar. Drop by spoonfuls onto a lightly oiled baking sheet. Bake at 350 degrees for about 10 minutes. Cool on a wire rack and store in a tightly closed container. And I think I've just had my interest in Christmas fruitcake rekindled. I think so. Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to this week's edition of Spare Times. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. We hope that you have enjoyed it. This podcast is archived on our website, www.ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. My name is Dick Hayden, and I've been reading to you for the North Carolina Reading Service. So long, until next time.